COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This would have broken lesser people. This would have broken lesser people. It would have. I've mentioned this in our last episode about, you know, the CERTA topic. The people of Mississippi are not taking their initiative being overturned lying down. Other people, lesser people, would have done that. Lesser people would have folded. They would have been like, all right, well, our government doesn't want us to have this, so... You know, let's just hope magically that the lawmakers give us a medical program anyway, or you can do what I've seen in Utah when their initiative was overridden back in 2018. The people, again, I mean, there were protests from the things I was covering. There were people protesting, but most of the comments that I saw in various news publications when the Utah legislature and their governor overturned the medical marijuana they voted on in 2018, most of the comments were like, oh, well, our government has the right to do this. That's how the state constitution is. They have the right to do this. They have the right to make modifications. They have the right to gut our medical program and not make it patient-centered. They have the right to do this. It's a God-given right to, you know. You know, it was an attitude of submission. It was an attitude of, all right, well, our lawmakers don't want us to have a far-reaching medical program, so guess what? We're not going to get one. We're going to get what they want us to have. But Mississippi, that's not the attitude. That's not the mood. The mood is fighting back, and I'm loving it. And let's talk about what they're doing now. So this is going to be, this is an article from the folks of Ganjapreneur, and let's read it. So protests in Mississippi call for medical cannabis legalization by Lucas Barfield. Protesters gathered across Mississippi to demand on Saturday that Governor Tate Reeves call a special session to pass the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act. Protesters gathered across Mississippi on Saturday to demand Governor Tate Reeves call a special session to pass the Mississippi Cannabis Act, MMCA. KAIT reports. The bipartisan MMCA was drafted in response to the state Supreme Court throwing out Initiative 65, the voter-approved initiative that sought to legalize medical cannabis in the Deep South state during the 2020 election. So again, let me give you a brief overview on what was on the meddling that happened to the people of Mississippi and Initiative 65. So every 10 years, the U.S. collects a census. They have to monitor the population, you know, is America's population growing, by what percentage it's growing. All the 50 states, they have to collect, they have to do a census. They have to keep track of their populations. And, you know, depending on how other states in the union are growing, in comparison to other states, like if your state loses people and one state is gaining a whole bunch of people over a 10-year period, the state that's gaining a whole bunch relative to states losing, that state gains X amount of electoral votes, and then other states have to lose votes. My state went through that in 2010. We lost an electoral vote because we were losing population relative to other states. So we went through that. So you lose an electoral vote and, you know, things have to get updated on, you know, within the state or whatever. Mississippi, in 2001, after they did the census, they had lost population over from the period of 1990 to 2000. They had lost population from what this, you know, from what was alleged, they lost population. So the initiative process had to be updated to account for that loss of population between 1990 and 2001. But they did not update the lawmakers who were responsible. They did not update the process to account for that loss of population between 1990 and 2000. They didn't do that. The lawmakers left that process there, so when the people put something on the initial on the ballot, and the mayor of Madison, Mississippi, she can go and be like, "Oh, this is improper. This is unconstitutional." So the cockamamie rule that they used was, "Oh, well, the people that had collected signatures for Initiative 65, they didn't account for that loss of population between 1991 and 2001. They didn't account for that. They collected the wrong amount of signatures, and therefore Initiative 65 is null and void." That's what they did, pretty much, for people that are not attuned to that drama. So the people, the Mississippi citizens, they took to protest the Supreme Court that nullified it. They took to protesting these lawmakers that nullified it, and they're not taking this standing down. They're not taking this lying down at the least bit at all. They're not. Quote, we're tired of waiting, says Amy Smoot, while outside the DeSoto County Courthouse with a group called We Are the 74, named after the 74% of Mississippians who had voted in favor of the state's medical cannabis initiative. We have sick people that are waiting for this. We need this now. Only the governor has the power to call a special session. State Senator Kevin Blackwell told KAIT that the final draft of the bill was sent to the governor last Thursday. Reeves has indicated that he would call the special session if legislators came to agreement to regulate the cultivation, processing, and distribution of medical cannabis.
quote, "This is medical cannabis, and this is medical cannabis only. You're not going to see people running around and smoking everywhere. There are rules and laws." Smoot to KIT. "We are the 74% or the 74 plans to rally again this weekend in front of the governor's mansion. With an appeal to Reeves' compassion, Smoot said at the protest that they are hurting and there are hurting and sick people all over the state." Quote, they don't have medicine for their children, for their families, and it's heartbreaking," she said. "It's truly heartbreaking." During the 2020 election, 74% of Mississippians voted in favor of legalizing medical cannabis. However, Initiative 65 was ruled unconstitutional by the Mississippi's Supreme Court due to a congressional redistricting technicality. Anticipating the ruling, some legislators started working on the MMCA in early 2021 and now have prepared a proposal. End of article. So you've heard the article. The people of Mississippi are not taking this lying down. Like I've said at the start of this podcast or at the start of this episode, this would have broken lesser people. Lesser people would have just taken this lying down and been like, "All right, well, our politicians don't want us a medical program, so I guess we're not going to have one. I guess that's not for Mississippi." Nope. People are not taking this lying down. People are fighting back, and I love it. But I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. As always, it can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can also follow me on Twitter at ICSativaPod, and then you can follow me on Instagram at _IAmCannabisSativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DogTreat20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.